Hey, come in. Thanks for bringing food. You know where the snack table and the fridge are. You're early, as usual, so it's just you and me. Oh, him? He's out of town, so he won't be gaming with us today. Not that it matters. We both know his heart hasn't really been into gaming since college. Maybe not even then, really. I think he mainly kept doing it because I kept our gaming group together as much as possible, even after him and I got married. Well, there's some people that dropped out, and others were recruited. But out of the originals, it's just him, you, and me. No. It's not a business trip. It's more of a pleasure trip. You see, there's this girl at work that he likes, so he's flying out to the coast with her. They're on a plane right now. Oh, it's not cheating. We have an open relationship. Well, we do now, as of yesterday. He told me that's how it was going to be, and I didn't really object, so here we are, and there he went. As he said, it's just for the best anyway. It was either an open marriage, or he'd just end up cheating on me. It was just a matter of time before he would. I'm pretty sure he hasn't so far. I imagine he's as bad at cheating on me as he is at cheating in gaming. Instead of impossible characters he somehow created, or die rolls he lied about, it would be lipstick on his collar or suspicious charges to our credit cards. I'm, of course, free to take lovers, too. Nerdy, mousy me. The one that never had a boyfriend until college, then ended up marrying the boy that took my virginity. As soon as we slept together, I was his forever if he wanted me. And he did. Well, at least for a while. I'm not really sure why he even married me. He could do better, and thank you. You're very nice for saying otherwise, but he had tons of options. I think his parents pushed me in my direction because they thought I would be a good influence, and their money influences him. I think he was under orders to be good after, well, you know the trouble he sometimes managed to get into, and he was mostly good through college after that and for a few years of marriage. But now, he's making good money at his dad's company now, so he's not so dependent on his parents or for me to lend him money. And getting increasingly bored of me, of my continued love of gaming and other things he said he outgrew. But I think in his mind he outgrew me too. Because despite still acting like a frat boy, he sees himself as so mature now. And despite me always being the responsible one, well, outside of my romantic life, I still see myself as that nervous teenage girl. But it's okay. The gaming sessions are honestly better without him. Everyone knows that, other than him. You and me and the others will have a much better time without him. Oh, wait, I forgot. I told the others gaming was canceled this week. I'm sorry, I really should have told you no one else was going to be here. That was horribly irresponsible of me. But maybe I could make it up to you. Because I'm in an open relationship now, and we both know that if he wouldn't have swept me off of my feet, those same feet would have led me to you soon enough. We're too much alike, but different in just the right ways. They still have an hour before their plane lands, unless they decided to join the Mile High Club. They haven't had a chance to do anything but be annoyingly and clumsily flirty on the plane. But you and I, we could have sex and be done long before they're on the ground. Wait, I know what you're going to say. You're going to say I don't want to do this. Well, my life, and especially my marriage, have been full of stuff I didn't want, although plenty of stuff I thought I did at the time, or that others convinced me I did. My husband hasn't given me intimacy for months and love for, well, I'm honestly not sure if he ever really gave me that. Just attention when it suited him, and then when it got him what he wanted. I do want this. Not just being the first to make good on the open marriage, not just to show him that the woman he doesn't appreciate enough can find a man, but I want you. I think of you more and more when we game, or when we don't game. The last time he and I had sex, I was thinking of you then. It's probably the closest I've ever come to an orgasm with him. Of course, if we do make love, he won't take it well. He takes nothing well. Even though this open relationship was his idea, and I only agreed to it by virtue of not protesting enough. But more and more, I'm seeing it as an opportunity. I don't think I have the courage to leave him, but I do have the courage to sleep with you, which could very well lead to him divorcing me. And the more I think about that, the more it sounds like a really good idea. But not as good an idea as the two of us making love. I know you've always had a crush on me. It's weird that two guys in college showed an interest in me after no other guy did before that. And it's a tragedy that he was the one who moved first and more aggressively. Because this could be our house right now. Our marriage. Maybe we'd already have started the family that he doesn't want. You never got over me either. That's part of why you keep coming to these gaming sessions. Well, and you love gaming as much as I do. And if through our gaming, we could flirt playfully using our characters as proxies right under my husband's careless eyes, so much the better. Maybe you wondered why I looked extra nice today. Well, at least as nice as I'm able to make myself. Even at my age, I still struggle with makeup and girly things, although for him I tried. And for you, I've tried a little harder. It was therapeutic to pay more attention to my appearance today than I think I have since my wedding. You don't have to flatter me with words. Your eyes do it very well on their own, or the way you've always treated me, even when you saw me making mistake after mistake with him. We could go to the main bedroom if you like. Maybe you don't want to take me in the same bed he did or where he slept. That bed just holds mediocre memories for me at best. I'm sure he would hate it more if we did it there, but let's not make today about him. Let's make it about us. The advantage to me being a gamer and hosting all of the sessions is that there's lots of furniture in this room. Lots of places for people to sit as they game, or even for people to crash in if it gets too late for them to go home, or for other things. This couch, for example. As gamers, we can be very territorial. We have our favorite seats, and you and I had this couch. I think part of the reason you showed up early was to guarantee your seat. I've actually slept on that couch on nights when the bed felt too empty because he was gone, or on more frequent nights when it felt too empty because he was in it. I think we could make the couch work for us. I'm sure we can make a lot of things work for us if we wanted. Let me start by taking off this dress, though. It's nice, but nothing special. Kind of like me, I guess. Okay, I'll stop with that kind of thing because you always rush to say I'm something special, which is sweet. I'm not fishing for compliments though, and you do make me feel special. When I do take off the dress, I do have something special for you though. This is the lingerie I wore on my wedding night. But it's okay. He never even saw it. You remember that night just as well as I do, even if he doesn't. He was so drunk that he had to be carried up to the room. He was carried over the threshold while I just walked in dejectedly behind you and the others carrying him. So for you, it's brand new. I've only worn it that one night, and then only until I realized it was going to be wasted on him. But from the look in your eyes, it's definitely not wasted on you. I'll take it off for you now, like I planned on taking it off for him. But with more confidence and enthusiasm than I could have mustered for him. He always wanted me to be sexier, while at the same time wanting to keep me shy and submissive. Well, now I feel sexier than I ever have. You look at my body like I'm the teenager I still feel myself to be emotionally, and in ways even teenage him never did. Him today can barely be bothered to glance at me at all. But I have your full attention, just like always. I notice there's a distinct difference in our armor classes right now, so perhaps you could also take off your clothes. Otherwise, I'm going to feel silly and then mortified here if I did all of this for nothing. But also very, very disappointed. Good. I knew you would never disappoint me. Not in a million years. Well, he does it 5 times before breakfast in the morning. And it excites me to see just how much I have excited you. The last few times I've had to work so hard to make him hard enough for sex, and it ended up not being worth so much effort. But you? You're already so hard. Just from what I'm saying, and seeing me naked like this. It's exciting to me to be this exciting to a man. To see the way I made your body react. To see you already harder from just seeing me than my hands or my mouth made him in so long. Perhaps ever, actually. Maybe he'll have better luck with the woman from work. Even if it's not needed, I do want to use my hands and more on you. I was a little scared of his cock at first, despite his lackluster ability to get hard. And that just turned into a growing disappointment I suppressed for far, far too long. But your cock? It's handsome, like you. It's beautiful, like a work of art, even though it's a little bigger than his and a lot harder. The fact that it's a part of you just makes it feel like something familiar. I can't feel threatened by it, only excited. I didn't even touch his cock our first time. He was too eager to put it in me. He almost couldn't get it in, though, which in hindsight might have given me a chance to think better about being with him. But he did finally do it, although he spent far more time trying to get inside than he actually did when he was inside of me. But as my hand gently closes around your cock, something tells me you'll last longer than he did, than he still does, even if the last time was some time ago. I always blamed me, partially because that seemed to be his opinion. But your cock throbs in my hand as I gently stroke it. I want to know everything about your cock. How it looks, how it feels in my hand, or my mouth, or how it responds to either of them. How it feels inside my pussy, from every position we can imagine. And our years of fantasy gaming have shown us just how imaginative we can be. But you don't have to imagine what I'm going to do to you next. I want to give you more pleasure. This time, with my mouth. So... Wait, I'm supposed to be the one getting on my knees in front of you, not me. That's not how this kind of thing works. At least that's not how it worked for me in the past. He never went down on me, and I was afraid to even ask because he'd just say it was too much work or that he didn't like doing it. But you're not him, and this won't be the same kind of relationship. I stupidly assumed that even though you were a much better man than him, this would still be about you because that's all I ever knew. Wait, let's go over to the couch for you to do this. I'm hoping we'll need it soon enough anyway, and I'm not sure what a tongue touching me there for the first time will do to me. If I sit down like this on the edge of the seat, legs spread wide for you, I think that will work well. You obviously think so, because your head moves between my legs and your tongue moves. Oops. Oh, God. Oh, he already outclassed him sexually. Just with your tongue. And with less than a second. Oh, he was never one for foreplay, or at least on giving it. Oh, he was always receiving, taking, never giving. But what you're giving me with your tongue and your lips, that's what I always imagined sexual things could feel like before he taught me otherwise. Oh, sorry. Oh, I have to grab your head. I can't help it. Oh, I don't know what I plan on doing with it. Maybe pull you closer and keep you from pulling away. I need to do something. Just squirm and keep getting wetter than he ever let me become. Yes, don't stop. Oh, this feels so good. Oh, good. Oh, not just what you're doing to my pussy, but what you're making me feel. Oh, how you're making me see more and more how he was a horrible choice for me. Oh, you're a good man. Oh, and a generous and enthusiastic lover. Oh, and that's just with your mouth. I kind of want you to make me come from this. Except, I'd really rather save my first orgasm with a man for when you're inside of me. I want us to do it. I've had sex lots of times now, but I think I'm still waiting for my first time of making love. Would you like to do that with me? It's definitely several years overdue. It should have happened in college with you and not with him. I can't change the past, but I can control the present and help save my future. I should warn you, though. If we do it, I'm not on birth control. I was during college, and when I first got married, we were supposed to have kids, like I always wanted. But after the marriage, he said he didn't trust me not to ruin things with a baby and started using condoms. So I stopped with the pills and with my dreams of a family. Maybe you have a condom, although there's no reason for you to bring it to a gaming session. Or maybe he didn't pack all of his condoms for his little getaway. But to be completely honest, I want it without one. The worst thing that happens is I get pregnant. Then I tell him it's not his and probably get divorced, which turns out to be the best thing that happens. Are you okay with that? Having sex with me without protection? Coming inside of me? Quite possibly impregnating me? I'd keep it, no matter what he tried to convince me to do if he didn't move out immediately and leave me here all alone. Because if you're okay with all of those things, up to and including you becoming a father, and me suddenly becoming completely unburdened by even the weakest of marriages, then you should get on top of me as I change position on this couch. I guess that's a yes. See, I told you there was room for both of us. It's a big couch, even if it was only ever the two of us sitting on it during gaming. I think people knew instinctively not to get between us, or we just found reasons to keep them away. Now the couch is all ours. And now the couch is still all yours, with me sprawled out across it, and you sprawled out on top of me. And I'm all yours, if you want me. I'm nervous, as if this is my first time again. But this isn't his dorm room, and you aren't him. I just feel like that foolish young girl again, instead of a slightly less foolish young woman. But it's a good kind of nervous this time. I'm not afraid of it hurting. Not afraid of it being a bad idea, like that first time ended up being. I'm just nervous, like before going into the throne room in a dungeon and knowing that it's going to be exciting with an element of danger, but it's going to be one hell of an adventure. He would have been inside me by now, perhaps even finished. Instead, you push gently against me. You're more careful than he ever was, even if I've never been more ready for sex in my life. Oh, my pussy parts gently for you, rather than be pushed open as your cock slowly pushes into me. Oh, first the head. But then more of the shaft, sinking deeper and deeper into me as we become one. Oh, this is it. We're making love. I know it as surely as I know I never had more than sex with him. This should have been us back in college. But he seduced me with lies and his own selfish desires. Then it was over so quickly, and I thought I had to be his then. Oh, you wait patiently, not moving in me while I talk. Oh, maybe you think I need to get used to you. In a way, I do. Emotionally and mentally. Or at least the feeling of real intimacy I never had before. But you can move in me. I really want you to. I've never been more ready. Oh, you're still so gentle as you thrust into me. You don't make this all about you. You make it about us. I want her to be jealous of the girl he's going to be fucking, but all I can feel is sadness that she'll have to put up with him and his selfishness in bed. But enough about him. I'm over him. You've worked so hard to make this about us, and I will now, too. Please, make love to me. Despite how our characters would flirt, we never did allow them to do this in any game. That would have been a step too far before, even when he wasn't at the gaming session, but this isn't too far. This is just right. Oh, just like when you game, you anticipate what I'm gonna do or what I'm thinking, what I want. And you pick up on what I like and focus on that as you move. Oh, God. Faster and harder in me. Oh, God, you watch me for any sign that you're going too fast, but hopefully you can tell how much I'm enjoying this and everything you do. Oh, God, kiss me, please. Oh, God. I should have led with that long ago. But kissing somehow felt more intimate than sex. I don't know why I balked at that and not what we're doing right now. But I want it now. Maybe it's a sign of how I'm completely falling for you. Oh, yes. Oh, thank you. Oh my God, and I was wrong. I'm not falling for you. I fell in love with you a long time ago. But now I can't deny it anymore. A love, true and not temporary infatuation or sense of duty that I mistook for love. I'm gonna come. Oh, fuck. It's just a question of when and how hard. Oh, as I've said, I've never come from sex before. I'm really looking forward to it. Especially to you being the cause of it, and even more so to you coming in me. It's not too late, you know, to pull out and come wherever else you wanted to. I could keep this from him if that would cause trouble for you. Or you could come in me and I could still keep it a secret. Even if I get pregnant, I'd tell him it was his. Except he'd ask for a paternity test. But that doesn't need to be your concern. I'm not trying to trap you or anything. Not like he ended up trapping me back in college. I truly do want this moment, and I would take more with you. But you have to know what you're getting into. You don't pull out or even slow down, you're gonna come in me, and I could almost cry at the happiness I feel just from knowing that. I see it in your eyes. You want more than just an afternoon of passion. You want what I want. Oh, that makes me even happier. Oh, let's commit to our future together. Make a baby in me. Make our baby in me. A baby born of love and not just out of marriage or loneliness. Oh, fuck. You're pushing me closer and closer to climax, and I actually have an orgasm. During sex is suddenly very scary. A lot of this and all come will be scary. But we'll always be there for each other. We'll always be together. But first, yes, yeah, we have to come together. Oh, yes, oh God. Oh, I'm right there, yes. Please. Oh, yes. Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Oh, God. Yes. Wait. Oh, God. No, wait. Wait. Don't say it. I know you're feeling a lot, and a lot of things were said while we were making love, but be very careful what you say right now, because... You said it. You didn't have to. But I love you too. No, don't worry about him and what he'll say or do. I'm not gonna wait for him to make the first move. Even if I get pregnant and tell him everything, he still might be afraid of what his parents will do. I think they like me more than they like him. So I'll have him served with divorce papers as soon as he leaves the airport next week. It will be an easy divorce. All I really want is to get out of it. Well, and maybe this couch too, because it has so many memories. Not the least of which is the one we just made. But hopefully that's not the only thing we made today. Do you like it? That idea? Your baby inside of me? Gradually making my belly swell? But speaking of getting bigger, I think you're ready for another round already. I know I am. Oh, I'm gonna like this open marriage thing a lot more than my soon-to-be ex-husband ever will.